right, it is now 9-11, and the Wizards, well, they're not the only thing going on in Washington this weekend. No, sir. The D.C. Convention Center is hosting the USA Science and Engineering Festival, and joining us live, one of the several celebrities who are attending that event this weekend, it's Mike Rowe, host of Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. So great to have you here with us, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. Too early to tell, but I'm optimistic.
Is this really early for you, 9 o'clock?
I've not been in the same time zone for more than 5 days in a row in almost 10 years. So wow. It's not really about late or early. It's either conscious or not. And I'm happy to report a level of consciousness that is going to work.
Well, I tell you, for the two people who are going to interview you,
yeah.
It's nice to hear that. A little reassuring to us as well. You're in town to, among other things, help promote some of the things that are out there for people, the opportunities to get involved in high technology and other jobs. And you have been trying to chat in the issue of getting people trained for the jobs that exist today so they're not unemployed.
That's a fair summation. You know, I was lucky. I had a front row seat to what a lot of people call America's skills gap, because on Dirty Jobs, we shot in every state and just about every industry. And the odd thing was, even at the height of the recession, in every single state I visited, I always saw help wanted signs. There was always a struggle. You know, and I talked, again, to employers in virtually every industry, and they all identified the same basic challenge as their number one issue, finding people who were willing to learn a new skill or retrain and then really, really work at it. So even though unemployment is headline news, even though workforce participation is headline news, to me, the more interesting story were the 1 or 2 million jobs that exist that pay very well, that nobody seems to want and very few people talk about. So this week, it's all about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. 400,000 people coming to the convention center. It's a big deal. I'm here because there's a way to get into those careers that's rarely discussed, and that's the skilled trades, welding, steam fitting, pipe fitting, and a host of opportunities that can pay six figures a year that are sitting there literally waiting for somebody to apply themselves in.
What's the best way for a kid who maybe wants to get involved in those things to do that now? Because so many of the vocational schools are just not there anymore.
Yeah, and it's worse than that. You know, so many of the high schools have lost their vocational education programs.
Yeah.
And so, look, that part of the workforce is kind of critical. I mean, it's like national security important. And the way most kids get into it is they see something at an early age that makes sense to their brains, whether it's Lincoln Logs or Lego or, you know, something.
Yeah.
And we've taken a lot of that stimulus out of the schools. And so, look, I'm a huge fan of science, tech, engineering, math, obviously, and there'll be astronauts at this event. But there's a disconnect, right? Because kids will stand in line to meet the astronaut, and they'll talk to the astronaut, and then they'll go home and maybe they'll have a conversation. And you know, I'm telling you, if you pick up the one ads and look for openings in astronauts right now, they're not there, you know.
Right.
But if you talk to an astronaut, you'll almost always find a mechanical engineer who in many cases got started welding. And you know, 3 days ago, I'm reading in the Wall Street Journal about a company in Ohio who employs 60 welders. 58 of them make $150,000 a year.
Isn't
the other two
great?
Make 200. So, you know, there are different ways to get into some of these loftier careers that require a lot of intensive and expensive education that allows you to take a smaller bite, and it doesn't have to be so overwhelming or intimidating, and that's why I'm here.
You know, you almost sound like you could run for politics. I know you've testified before Capitol Hill, and you sort of did look a little bit like a senator. Would you ever do that?
Got to put on a tie sometimes.
They get a lot of vacation, Mike.
You know, it's flattering and funny and kind of horrifying. I don't know if there's a word in the language to sum all of it up, but yeah, I testified before Congress a few years ago, the Senate a couple years after that, and I'll do it again next week. Natural Resources Committee, Energy Committee. The short answer is no. I mean, look, I had a tough enough time getting my show renewed, never mind getting elected for something.
But you've got 11 shows. And what are you going to do on CNN? What's that about?
Well, after the 330 job, honestly, we all kind of looked at each other and said, okay, I think maybe we made a point.
You're dirty enough.
Yeah, we got the dirt thing. Somebody's got to do it is the next logical extension of that show. And CNN was really interested in doing it. And it's not the same show by any stretch. Dirty Jobs was about dirt and work. Somebody's got to do it is about mission. It's about people on a purpose, people on a quest, quixotic or otherwise. You know, the guy who wakes up and decides to build Stonehenge in his backyard because the night before in a bar he got annoyed listening to people tell him that aliens did it. So he spends a year of his life showing you how they did it, you know, with ancient tools. Why did that guy do that? I don't know, but he's interesting to meet and talk to. And, you know, somebody's got to build Stonehenge, right? So those are the people I'm looking for. If any of your viewers fit the bill, drop me a line because the program will be programmed entirely by the fans.
Actually, you were showing that you were wide awake until you went to viewers versus listeners. But you know what? We were very impressed with the interview. Mike, you're terrific, and we hope to have you join us in another morning as well.
And we look forward to that show.
Technically, I was looking at the radio when I said it, so I mean, not to be pedantic, but I believe I was viewing the radio.
Mike Rowe, he's the host of Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. He does so much great narration. You see him on those Ford commercials and soon to be on CNN as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.